Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So as I'm recording this, it's Father's Day. And I'm realizing that this is the first Father's Day that my father's no longer with me. He passed away last November, and if you've been a listener, you know the story because I've taken you through the situation as it was happening. But it also gives me an opportunity to reflect. To reflect first on what an amazing person he was, to reflect on how appreciative I am to have had him as long as I have. At 49 years old, many people aren't fortunate enough to have their father that long. You know, and I got him for a good chunk of my life, and I've had his influence since the moment I was born. And it also makes me think about just fatherhood itself and the rewards of fatherhood and being a father and some of the incredible experiences I've had. You know, from the moment your child is born, when you're there, as the happiest moment for most of us of our entire lives. And then the joy they continue to bring as you watch them grow. Because you get to have those experiences through the lens of their eyes. You see this little person go through all these different stages, from the infant where they're completely dependent upon you, to the toddler where they start to walk, and all of a sudden they're getting into things, and you have to watch them every second. But they're having so much fun as they're doing it and as they're experiencing life. And then they come to the 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old age where it just becomes sheer happiness, figuring out how the world works around them and how amazing it is. And again, that happiness as they're seeing the world and you're seeing it through their eyes again, it's so incredible. Next, we come to the teenage years. They get involved in extracurricular activities, sports, things after school, and you get to view that and take pride in the accomplishments that they have as they progress. And then they're off on their own. You've done your job. They're doing their own thing. They go to college. They get jobs. They move on. They get married. And the cycle continues. It's just an incredible thing, fatherhood. So many things to be thankful for. So if you're fortunate enough to still have your father with you, take this opportunity to really acknowledge and appreciate and celebrate that fact. And if you're a father yourself, take this opportunity to be present with your family, to truly appreciate your children and the relationship you have with them. And if it's not where you want it to be, take this opportunity to do everything in your power to make it what you want it to be. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, if your father's still with you, appreciate him. If your father's no longer with you, celebrate him. And if you're a father yourself, be in the moment with your children and truly appreciate what it means to be a father.